The Edwards County School Board met in regular session Monday night. The board was to review information about the proposed new bus barn to be constructed north of the present school campus. However, a miscommunication with the ADG architect firm of Mount Carmel has caused a postponement of reviewing plans. The firm thought the meeting was on a different night. The school handbooks were all approved for the upcoming school year, along with the teacher evaluation instrument. The board accepted the milk bid from Prairie Farms Dairy and the food bid from Wabash Foods. There were no other bids for commodity products. The hazardous areas allowing children to be picked up by school bus was reviewed and passed. There was some discussion about the annexation of the school district property where proposed a bus barn is to be constructed. The board gave approval to Superintendent Calgar to negotiate with the Albion City Council. Superintendent Calgar was at that July council meeting requesting the property to be annexed into the city, which will allow the school district access to the city's sewer system. The board approved the first readings of four policies, including the harassment of students policy and the prevention and responses of bullying, intimidation, and harassment. In the superintendent's report, Superintendent Calgar told the board that at the end of the school fiscal year, the district finished the year in the black, which is good news, and all funds with a total of $810,511. Superintendent Calgar and Chris Duncan told the board that the high school gym floor is looking much better, and the life of the floor has been extended through sanding and resealing. The new security locks have also been installed at all attendance centers. After executive session, the board voted to accept the resignation of bus driver Ivan Gaston and cafeteria worker Linda Gayer. Albion Grade School assistant softball coach Haley Kennard also tendered her resignation. An honorary dismissal because of a loss of a grant was awarded to Heather Milligan. The board also voted to employ Albion Grade School softball coach Bill West and Amy West as assistant. The board also made a motion to approve a memorandum of understanding with the Edwards County school personnel regarding health insurance and also a tuition reimbursement agreement. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.